U.S. targets are threatened by terrorists. Paper and Love are changing orphans' lives. And how would you like to thrive, not just survive? We'll tell you how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More threats are coming out of radical Islam. Yesterday, chatter was intercepted that terrorists had identified targets for an attack on U.S. soil. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says we need to be careful what we believe.
Lots of it is false. Lots of it is to tie up the government. Lots of it is to produce fear in the hearts of people. And just look at the obsessive news coverage that we're seeing. These guys are pretty savvy with media.
Doyle points to the scripted murder of reporter James Foley. Despite the threats, though, Iraqi Christians are training nationals to share Christ and plant churches.
I believe this is one of the church's finest hours, with believers arming themselves with the Word of God, continuing the mission, knowing that if ISIS isn't stopped, they'll be killed. But they're not running. They're staying. They're meeting needs like Jesus would, living as Christ, training up a new generation, spreading the gospel.
Get prayer points and support E3 Partners refugee aid work through our website. Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is going a little radical. 35-year-old David Platt, the author of the book Radical, Follow Me, and others, was voted to be the new IMB president. Platt is the pastor of the church at Brook Hills in Georgia and is the founder of the ministry Radical. He'll start immediately. Platt hopes to see IMB first and foremost exalting Christ as the center of the church and mission. Read the full story at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Bible translation is changing. Bob Creason, president and CEO of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, says it's not just about translating the written word anymore.
In the past, we would start translating maybe the Gospel of Mark or the Gospel of Luke. Now communities are saying, you know, we learn orally. Would you help us translate a set of stories that would start a project?
These people groups are taking more ownership of translating scripture into their own language. They're working together to make that happen.
You might find five or six language communities working together to produce the materials that they want.
Why does it matter?
We really believe within the next 10 to 15 years, every community will have some opportunity to hear this good news of the gospel.
Find ways to pray, give, and go to support Worldwide Bible Translation at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, what can change the life of an orphan in Zimbabwe? Paper and Love. Let me explain. Orphans usually live with extended family members and don't get the supplies they need for school. Well, with nothing to take notes with, they end up failing and eventually dropping out. But Baptist Global Response is turning that cycle around and introducing orphans to Christ. Visit our website to learn how. In the meantime, pray orphans come to know Christ as Savior. And if you've ever wondered how God uses women in the global mission field, we have an event for you. Advancing Native Missions puts on these two-day Thrive conferences that connect women in the U.S. to international women missionaries. A&M's Autumn Nims is the organizer.
If women get involved in this and come to a conference and hear what we're doing, it will be life-changing. We're having one on the East Coast and on the West Coast in September.
Get the details about the Thrive conferences at our website.
Our goal for these events is to gain friends for missionary women who are working in difficult mission fields. Not only does this bless the missionary women, but all of the women that attend are encouraged by the testimony.
If you can't make it to the conference, pray for women missionaries around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, call 1-800-995-4828 to request it, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.